The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, it's 902 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 7378-0377-6. We had a couple of callers up there. We apologize. I've got my back pretty much turned to the screen, so I didn't see it. If you want to call in right now, recall.
One was about soccer and one was about Kim Kardashian.
Well, come on. Yeah, that's perfect. Those are perfect calls.
Yeah.
Right? 713-780-3776.
No, we like phone calls.
Yeah, we do.
We're like fine with phone calls. Yeah. We like, if you hear anything at any point, jump in and we'll get you on.
Yeah.
We don't want you to have to wait a long time.
No, we apologize. So you guys hung up during the break, so call back in if you want to talk about soccer and about... Listen, Tillman, good luck buying a soccer team. It is a different world. If you think basketball has got a bunch of prima donnas and expensive players, and it's just, wow, what are the economics of this league? Wait till you see soccer. Good luck with that. Good luck
soccer
with that. Have fun with that.
Soccer's crazier than anyone knows.
Mm-hmm. So we haven't even talked about Kyrie, 60.
In a losing effort?
But 60?
There was talk about...
How about this dude plays...
It's great. There was
plays 20 games a year.
Sarouche made a point. He said, only Kyrie... He goes, only certain players are allowed to stay in the fourth quarter to just... To bring, you know, to pad their stats to get to statistical numbers. I think his point might have been Harden, but I'm not sure. But if Harden was doing that, what would people say if Harden was scoring 60 in a losing effort? It would have been negative. If Harden had done it with the Rockets... In a losing effort, like, oh my God, look at the Rockets getting Harden his 60.
The difference
what
is.
What about with Kyrie?
The difference is, you only see Kyrie once every three games. So, you know what?
No, it's fair. It's fair. I'm just passing along what Ruth said. I thought that was
kind of interesting. You know what? They tried to get him 60 just to have a number 60. But I will say this. Okay.
He's better than I give him credit
when
for.
Ben Simmons does come and. You know, Steve Nash just said yesterday, he said, man, I'm thinking he's going to be here by the end of the season.
Is this starting to get weird? Ben Simmons not only hasn't shown up, now Steve Nash is like, we're hoping to have him this season.
Yeah.
Well,
we hope to have him by the time the regular season ends.
What did he do to hurt himself? It wasn't basketball. How did Ben Simmons hurt himself? Did he get a super hard massage also?
How does the
break his back?
Okay, so how does the East change if Kyrie can play every postseason game? Kevin Durant is healthy, and they get Ben Simmons. Does it change the East? They're the most dangerous team. They just beat the snot out of Philly.
Yeah,
just
they did.
Beat the snot out of them.
I'm not gonna disrespect Milwaukee like that. It still runs through Giannis to me. Giannis and Middleton, and I don't even love Middleton, but Giannis is so devastating, and they're such a smart team in terms of how they're built, how they're constructed, how they play. You didn't have 100% James. It's unlikely you have
100%. The Nets won by 42, not in the losing effort.
Oh, it was because they were winning by that much. Oh, that's even worse.
Yeah. By 42.
So that's what Rouge meant.
Oh.
I just saw his text was, but that's what he meant by keeping a guy in. That's even worse.
Yeah, but he doesn't play. He never wins. He never plays. So... If you only have him for 20 games, play him the whole game.
Well, let's get to, well, to your other point. Yeah, Kyrie's a really good player. He's not playing that much now. Roosh also made this point. Had he gotten vaccinated, they're probably 10 wins. His point was maybe they would be 10 slots higher from a draft standpoint. That it's actually helped the Rockets. We all know this, but do you realize where the Nets are right now? It's really helped the Rockets from a draft standpoint. You need the you need, I guess, the Rockets to keep losing, and you need the Nets to lose some.
Yeah. Well, they what are they, eighth or ninth? Are they up to eighth yet in the
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, whatever.
I think they're actually a little higher than that.
They've been terrible. Which is, you're right. I didn't even think about that for the Rockets standpoint.
No, it's really helped the Rockets. That's great. Right now, Brooklyn is eighth. Yeah, Brooklyn is eighth right now.
Yeah, I mean they've been awful. So, but they didn't have. They lost James. James got fat again. They didn't have Kevin Durant forever.
Well, he didn't really get fat. He got fake fat.
Well, whatever
James does, where he can alter his weight. Now we know he alters his try hard. We know that.
Right.
We've seen that happen because as soon as he goes to Philadelphia, he all of a sudden finds triple doubles again, despite having an MVP on his team. So it's not like James isn't getting his touches. But I guess in theory, there the vaccine mandate is going to be the vaccine mandate. Is it already lifted in New York? If it hasn't, it's going to be. But it's not for city workers, right? So technically,
it's still
he has
effect.
To. It's technically in effect. I will bet you by the playoffs, Kyrie is playing.
I think it's ridiculous.
But forget if
I can't stand Kyrie. It's ridiculous.
Right. Forget if it's ridiculous or not. Somebody else made the point. Hey, Ted Cruz, if you really love the Rockets, you'll shut your mouth and quit trying to like. Because Ted Cruz came out and said, "I'm for Kyrie to play right now. Let's end these fights." And they're like, "Shut up." Our draft positioning's been way better than expected with this Kyrie vaccine issue. Be quiet and let Kyrie continue to sit. You look at where he is right now. If you get eliminated in the first round, you know, you really are helped out. I mean, Brooklyn probably won't lose ground to the Hawks or the Hornets. But, you know, in the playoff, if they don't win in the play-in, they drop down, that's an even better pick for the Rockets.
Oh, yeah. No.
The Rockets have a substantially better pick than expected.
They're winning the play-in.
A substantially better pick than expected this year. Way, 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 way better.
Yes, way better. No, they thought with this team intact that they would be a 1-2, 1 or 2 seed. And instead, they're eighth. I mean, that is awesome.
What are they, 16th? You get Brooklyn's at like the 16th pick right now for the Rockets? 16th, 17th?
Yeah,
that's pretty good. I mean, you need them to keep losing, but man. This pick is way better than I expected.
Absolutely.
Listen, Kyrie, I'm for New York staying safe. Let's keep New York safe. Let's demand vaccines the whole time. Don't let him don't give in and just let him start playing right now. You keep him on that bench. And you know what? Are we sure that Kevin Durant has actual real papers on his vaccines?
No, I can't be certain.
Let's go check that out. Make sure maybe that Ben it's not Simmons. Forged.
Maybe that's what Ben Simmons.
I don't have to worry about Ben Simmons playing. He's quit for this year.
And actually, are they actually going to be better with Ben Simmons?
I don't know. I would assume he's a good player. I think from what I can recall, I don't really remember. Last time I saw him, he was terrible. And he just hid in the corner like he was watching somebody do things. He's just like, Ben, why do we even have you on the court? You're in a corner.
Did you just call him a cuck?
No, I just said in the corner watching the play unfold without him.
Oh.
I said watching people do stuff.
I know.
People were doing stuff on the court, and he was in the corner going like this. Please don't throw it. Please don't call me. Please don't look over here at me. That's how Ben Simmons played basketball last time. Those are your words, not mine.
Well,
you called him that.
He was watching people do stuff.
Is this accurate? Did he just sit in the corner? No. Did you watch basketball? You don't watch basketball? Our intern watches basketball. He's a Laker fan, and he made a point, pre-LeBron Laker fan. Kobe Laker fan. I have respect for that Laker fan. What? I have respect for that Laker fan.
Beat it. Beat it, Noah, with your Laker thoughts.
That's not Noah.
Oh, who
That's
said?
The intern, I said.
Oh, the intern.
Yeah.
Oh.
So this is a true statement. He sat in the corner in the playoffs, not doing anything, and he watched other people do
stuff.
No, he didn't.
Remember, he was dribbling, and he ran by the basket. He didn't want to take the he didn't want to shoot the layup, remember?
LeBron?
Or he grabbed a rebound. No.
You mean LeBron against the Rockets?
No, not that one.
Oh, okay.
That was,
that happened, too.
Yeah. Let's get Bo in here before we take a break. Hey, Bo.
Hey, John, I was wondering if there's any teams that y'all expected to make offers for Deshaun that haven't made offers yet, and I was kind of surprised that the Giants had not offered the fifth and the seventh for the first next year and maybe a couple of the best defenders like Peppers.
Well, their owner said they're out on it. John Mara was asked this offseason if Deshaun Watson was in their plans, and he said, no, we do not want Deshaun Watson. I think they, you know, all of the controversy around him. There are some owners that are going to say no. They're going to just say no. And the Giants have Tyrod Taylor now, so they don't need Deshaun. So they just signed him to a $17 million deal with $8.5 million guaranteed. Dude,
anybody who says being a backup quarterback, you don't have
to
be good.
It's the best.
You just have to flash a little. You have to be a good dude, good in the room, smart, you know, and high character. And you're good. You'll make money forever. Case Keenum is balling on top of all of us. Tyrod Taylor is like, what? 17? Bang. But what did Tyrod Taylor do? You know what? He did enough. He was a good dude.
Well, he was good in his locker room at the beginning of the season. Then he had a hamstring.
Well. Yeah, he works well with the starters.
I thought we were going to win like 12 games.
Tyrod Taylor can go.
Cool.
They've been sleeping on Tyrod Taylor. Buffalo had it right originally, like 6 years ago.
Right.
He wasn't sleeping on Tyrod Taylor. Oh, no. That's right. He's not good.
Well, he had a hamstring problem. That's the problem. I mean, otherwise, the Texans would have won 12 or 13 games last year. Right now, though, you're winning, Lance, with your custom patio.
Yeah, Texas custom patio. I had a listener and a friend of mine ask about patio furniture, and that was a separate conversation. That can be a little expensive. I'll tell you that much. But with patio furniture, you want to get good patio furniture when you have a good patio, and that's what I ended up doing. And Texas Custom Patio gives you an oasis. It's a home away from home. You can go out in your backyard today, go pop the top on a beer, on a drink, on a tequila. Make sure that you're enjoying yourself, watching your TV, watching your games, getting ready for March Madness. Wouldn't you love to have people over on that Friday? Have your boys come over and, you know, barbecue, grill. Do it on your Texas Custom Patio's patio. And you've got a TV there. Maybe you want two installed, three installed. They can do that for you as well. Forget the man cave. How about having your own patio with multiple TVs, a great sound system, and a grill built right in? These are all things that can actually happen depending on your space and your budget. They can make it work, and they will finance the entire project if that's something you're looking for as well. TexasCustomPatios.com. They do the very best work, so why not add value to your home and value to your life? TexasCustomPatios.com.
This is Heisman Trophy winner Troy Smith, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5. Go Bucks.
You found the Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Michael Schwab put out the, without Lance McCullers, starting rotation is Verlander, Fromber, Urquidy, Garcia, and Odorizzi. You want Odorizzi?
Sure do not.
Or Javier?
I want Javier.
It's going to be Odorizzi.
Got a better arm.
It's going to be Odorizzi.
Why?
Because Odorizzi.
Because he's threatened you already?
Because he's going to
Didn't
complain.
He the one that threatened them, like, you better not mess with me? Isn't he the one that got mad about the bullpen and said some stuff about didn't want to be an Astro or what? He got a little salty last year, remember? In the offseason, he got salty, supposedly.
I don't remember.
I'm not in the Jake Odorizzi business. I'm out of that business. I'm in the Christian Javier business. Young guy, less expensive, better arm. Let's see what he's got. Give him a real chance. He's been in
Has
a bullpen goofing off. He was
Odorizzi
balling.
Was.
He was balling in 2020. When was that Odorizzi All-Star appearance?
I don't know. 18? 17, 18? Okay. Has Javier ever
4 been? 4 years ago?
Has Javier ever been? No.
Don't care. How much does Javier cost? How much does Odorizzi cost?
Javier's cheaper.
Way cheaper. He's got better arms, too.
That's right. So you got to use him as a starter.
No, get.
And by the way, you don't want him moaning.
Why would you not develop a young arm?
You don't
arm?
Want him complaining in the,
honestly,
in the,
why
in the
would
locker
you,
room.
Trade. Why would you not develop a young arm? It doesn't make any sense to me. Develop your young arms. Let these guys have innings as a starter.
What is going on with this Carlos Correa thing? Let's go.
All right, tell your story again for people who didn't hear.
I don't have a story.
Yes, you brought up something new that no one else is
saying.
Well,
no, that the camp is saying that Buster Olney's wrong about this. That's all I know, is that the camp is wrong, is that Buster Olney saying that William Morris gets the commissions or has to split them with that maybe. I don't know. They're saying it's that's not true. It's just not true. So I don't know. Maybe it is. Maybe it isn't. But the fact of the matter is that if Boris thought that he was getting a big, he said the number for Carlos Correa starts with a 4. It's not even starting with a 3.
Yeah. Well, you mean a 4-year deal?
No, I mean a $400 million deal.
Yeah, it's not it.
No,
not in this year's climate. That's not going to be the case.
No, and that's the problem. I mean, look at. Seager got his deal right away from the Rangers. And Seager's had some injuries in his past, too. But I think you're dead on that the back is a real issue for teams, and they're scared. Carlos has played, though. He has not been out. He was injury-prone early in his career, but he has not been lately. I guess they think he's got more to prove.
Lately is... Well, he's getting into an age where it's more likely to become an issue than not be an issue. And he's been healthy for a COVID year and a regular year. I think that's the concern. And you brought it up. That's your big concern with him, too. Can he stay healthy?
Mm-hmm.
This has been your big concern, and I'm with you. How can you give – really, it's any player. Look at Tatis already. The Padres are crapping their pants right now.
Yeah, wrist.
I mean, now it's wrist. It's been
months.
Back. It's wrist.
It's going to be months.
They have got to be crapping their pants over the money that they – it's the length of contract that's the biggest problem with them. With Carlos Correa, there is enough injury stuff in there that you do get concerned over, you know, over the length of contract. I think that is a viable concern for the Astros and really anybody. So what do you do? Like, what do you do? Well, I think if what you said is true, that maybe Carlos could find a 5-year deal – I think you are as aggressive as you can possibly be, because Carlos does offer he offers an elite defender. He is the heart and soul of the team, one of the heartbeats of the team. He's a tremendous leader. His swagger is unwavering, where we saw Bregman was just meek at times last year. And I get that he wasn't physically right, but Carlos Correa never wavers on that. You know, Bregman, I saw a different side of Bregman that I wasn't totally
comfortable with. Yes, we did. We saw Carlos Correa when he came back from the ribs. He was not the same guy either.
Yeah, well, it's one thing to not be the same guy at the plate. I get all that. I never get the sense that Carlos is, when people are talking to him, Lance, I mean, you've got Big Poppy and those guys like, come on, man, what happened to you? We got to get you back. I just want to just see what happens. Like, what, this isn't Breggy? Where's real Alex Bregman? I need a little borderline douchebag Alex Bregman again. The one who doesn't care. The one who walked to first base with the bat.
Yeah, that
guy should never leave. Right, even if you're...
He left right after that.
He did. And Carlos Correa may not hit at different times, but you never get the sense that he doesn't trust in himself or he loses his swagger. His defense is always going to be elite.
Well, except for that one time. He lost his swagger when he came back from the ribs. He was not the same guy. He was tentative at the plate. He was taking terrible swings.
Do you think he
got out of it, though.
Do you think he was a tentative person in the locker room? I don't.
I don't know. I have no idea.
My
you
guess
don't know
is
either.
No.
You don't know either.
I don't, but I my guess on personality, I'd be willing to bet a substantial amount that Carlos is the same guy.
Bregman might have been the same guy in the locker room, too. I don't know. But I don't know that. But I do know at the plate, Carlos. Now, that's 3 years ago now. So Carlos has gotten back to his swagger and his bravado and his leadership and all of those things. And you know what? I've never seen a guy, well, Kirk Cousins has had to prove it. I mean, we're looking at a guy who has to prove it year in and year out. And if he's got another deal now with a 1 year out, then he's going to have to prove it again. He's got to prove it again this year that he's healthy and that he's that leader and that he's a really great player.
Carlos has not proven it time and time again. He's been injured and his production has been a little up and down. Last year was the perfect
package. Prove it year.
Last year was the
perfect package. No, last 2 years have been prove it year.
Yeah, I mean, the COVID year was a little bit of a weird year. But, okay, if you want to say, but over the course of his career, there's a lot of ups and downs for Carlos Correa.
But he didn't have contracts coming up. He was closing in on contract. He had to prove that he was going to stay healthy, and he needed to stay healthy these last 3 years, actually, before his contract. And he has. He's been there for the team, and he's done it, and he's proven it. But everybody still is going back to the back. Everybody's still going back to the earlier injuries and everything
else. You have to.
Yeah.
You have to.
Well, no.
If you're going to give him a long-term deal, you have to.
I wouldn't give – listen, I'm with Crane on this one. I'm not giving a 10-year deal. I'm just not.
You're not giving an 8-year deal, are you?
Yeah, I think it's dangerous. I do.
I think it's dangerous, too. 7 would be the most. But what I'm saying is if it's 5, if you got a chance to do – if you got a chance to do anything up to 5 years, really up to 6 years, I don't care if it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, you have – to me, Jim Crane owes it to his team and to his fan base to be as aggressive as he possibly can within relative reason, because it's never going to be reasonable – to pay a top-end free agent. It's never reasonable. They are getting the best of it. You got the best of it for the first however many years of club control. The players get the best of it in this one. So it's never a fun time doing a free agent deal like that. It's a ton. With that said, the fans have showed back up in Houston. They spend the money. Every price hike on tickets, price hike on hot dogs, price hike on, well, not on the $1 dogs, but your alcohol, I saw what the prices were. I experienced the prices in the playoffs, and it's staggering what it costs just to get a drink. Just to get a drink and a pretzel was staggering what that was for a gin and a tonic.
The thing that pissed me off most is that you couldn't use cash. You had to use cards.
Yeah.
I mean.
So Jim Crane really does owe it, I think, to the fans to put his best foot forward and be competitive. Be competitive with this offer.
Oh, he is. He wants Carlos Correa back. Anybody who thinks he doesn't want Carlos Correa back,
too, but you may have to get a little uncomfortable with what you're willing to
have. Maybe he is already uncomfortable. I don't know. You don't know. I don't know where the negotiations are. He doesn't either.
150 uncomfortable for 6 years?
That was a long time
that's
ago.
That's not. Yeah, that wasn't that uncomfortable.
That was a long time
ago. If you're uncomfortable with that, you're not in the game.
No, that was a long time ago.
Your number has to start with a 3. It's got to per year. It's got to start at $30 million has to be your starting point for Carlos Correa.
Probably. Yep, I can see that. 6-180. All right. Let's do it.
I'm Carlos. I'd rather do 3-100.
Okay.
You'd rather just do 1. I still don't understand why he'd take anything more than a 1-year deal. Like, if Carlos is healthy again and performs again, he's going to be a $300 million player.
If he's not healthy, though, he's taking a big chance.
Yeah, you are, but the Astros will sign you again.
Maybe. Not at stupid money. Hmm. 927 ESPN 97.5. Time for Site Jab. Talk a little Site Jab.
Site Jab is a company here locally. Hector Garcia, his squad, been doing this for over 2 decades. They've been there from the very beginning, when websites were super basic, but, you know, and every little change was something that was incredible. Like, oh, my gosh. Now they're changing fairly quickly. So if you built a website 3 or 4 years ago, there's a good chance that it's out of date. And there's a chance that it wasn't built with the proper analytics baked into it. And what they've done over the years is they can really fine-tune how long people stay on a certain page, how long, what it is they engage with, what color schemes, what fonts, what the way that you're best suited to mobilize your website and make sure that mobile viewers are seeing your site effectively and that they can surf to the pages they need to get to. Does your website really do a good job of showing the work that you do and creating an opportunity for the viewer to convert, you know, their interest into a business lead? That's what SiteJab helps you do, from social media brand management and all the way to video production and e-commerce integration into your site. SiteJab's doing that on a regular basis. Take your small to medium-sized business and make it more valuable with a very, very reasonable offer from SiteJab. They are not going to bury you with costs, but they are going to give you the opportunity to start making more money than you expected with your business. SiteJab.com, SiteJab.com.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit InnovationMap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
Welcome back to The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, 9:32, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Chris wants to get in on the Carlos conversation. Chris, what's up?
Hey, John. Hey, listen, I'm just, you know, I've never been a big Carlos guy, but he's a great player, right? And anytime you can get a player in a career year in pro sports, I'm all for it, you know? You know, last year in the World Series, After he did the little hearing thing after the home run, he was, what, 1 for 20-something? I think that's what people remember the most right now about Carlos, is how he performed or how he didn't perform in the World Series. I mean, do you want to pay 400-something million for a gold glove and a guy who's only hit over 300 once in his career? You know, so, I mean, yes, he has intangibles that, you know, are off the field that are excellent, but it's not worth 400-something million, you know, so that's my two cents on it.
Yeah, I mean, Lance was just going through his numbers as well. The ALCS.
I'm going to be honest with you. It's hard to remember. Carlos has the ups and downs. His wild card is over 1,000 OPS. His his division series, he's like a 950 OPS. Carlos kills it. Then it comes down in championship series, and it, do you remember what we were saying about in the Boston series about Yordan?
Yeah.
Yordan was killing him. Carlos destroyed was killing him. But then the World Series, it changed. Both of those
Rust.
Guys. It's hard to remember which Carlos we saw because he was way worse. Arguably one of his worst seasons was during the COVID 2020, but one of the most iconic things he's ever done came when he stormed to the mound and Fromber's face and basically showed leadership. Like that's an iconic move in franchise history to me. Is the vibe that you got from Carlos Correa was unlike anything I had ever seen, and it was real. There was no fans in the stands. It was meant to center and focus his guy. And right then I knew Carlos is the dude. Like, that's the dude on this team. Look how everyone's backing off. Like, but he also, his OPS was barely over 700 that year. He had his worst strikeout to walk ratio it was his worst strikeout to walk ratio since he's been an Astro. It wasn't good, but 18 was not a good year for Carlos. 17 good, 19 good, 21 good. I'm looking at OPS over 900. Last year was 851. But it was still a good year. But Carlos is so streaky that sometimes we forget, like, depends on which Carlos you remember. That guy's remembering Carlos who didn't hit the World
22.
Series.
Yep.
In my heart, I'm remembering iconic leader. I'm remembering the watch, check what it's my time, and all the positive stuff. But that's one of the problems with Carlos is when you look at it in totality, maybe what teams are saying is, man, this guy is very up and down from a productivity standpoint.
Well, you look at his seasons, the 900 OPS, then the down to 7, then back to 9, then back to 7, then to 8. I mean, you don't know which Carlos
you don't know which Carlos you're getting, and then you, up to this point, you haven't. And then when you look at, you know, what you could do is what you could say is, here's what you could do. You could say, okay, 2020 was a COVID year. We're not holding that against him. But 19, he was really good. 21, he was good. So we're not going to hold 20 against him. So we feel like over that time frame, we've seen enough from Carlos. Now, when was the broken rib massage? Was that 18?
18, I believe.
I can't believe it was that long ago.
It was a Cleveland series. Remember, he homered to right field in the end of the last game of the Cleveland series. and you thought, oh, he's back maybe, but that was about the only thing he
was
did.
Was it that year, though? Because that's the year, and I recorded this off TV, where George Springer is talking to him after that home run, and he grabs him, and Carlos grabs George by the head and pulls him in, and they like bump, they just knock their little heads together, and it's like a real friendship thing. And you know George was hoping Carlos could get out of it. And we did hope Carlos would get, and he actually got better swings the next series against the Red Sox. He did swing the bat better. That was a heartbreaking year because Carlos was so bad at the end of the year. Like, he just couldn't get it. He was just, he was on empty. He just, that. But usually in the postseason, though, Carlos will show up for most of the postseason. The World Series was not good for him or Yordan, and they were amazing at different times of the playoffs last year. Which, Carlos, do you remember? Major League Baseball teams are analytics-driven, and they're using all of Carlos. They're not just using the fun stuff, the emotional stuff. They're just looking at the data.
Who is he with the data? Boris is using.
Well, yeah.
He thinks Carlos Correa is like the Ted Williams of our time.
Yeah.
Okay?
Well, I mean, he's had multiple Ted Williams of our times.
Yes.
So, yeah, that's his job.
Listen, it is. How about this? How about Fromber has learned a cutter? And he's learned a cutter, and he'll be debuting it in his bullpen today.
Nice.
Told me he wanted to model it after Luis Garcia's, and they were in touch and exchanging video back and forth in the offseason. I love that. Fromber with a cutter, too? If it's like Luis Garcia, do you know there was a time, like midway through the season, that Luis Garcia's cutter was the best pitch in baseball? The best single pitch in baseball.
Was it really?
Yeah.
It's a good pitch.
It's a great pitch.
I'm all for learning as many pitches as possible.
Why is Jim Crane talking to Dusty instead of doing the Correa deal right now? I've got a picture of Jim Crane at spring training with Dusty. Chandler Rome says Jim Crane is here. Yeah, great. Get on the phone. Why are you talking to Dusty instead of on the phone with Boris?
He doesn't need to be there.
Yes, he does. I'm sick of
this. My guess is it's not.
It's like Aaron Rodgers going out and officiating Bakhtiari's wedding. I heard there was a female anchor on ESPN on the weekend. Why is he there instead of deciding what he's going to do? Because he's keeping the Packers hostage. He's holding them hostage because he won't make a decision.
You mean he can't go to a wedding?
What are you doing? You were just doing the same thing to Jim Craig.
I was just kidding. Not really. Get on the phone, Jim.
Let's go. He can be on the phone. My guess is phone conversations here's my guess. If you're an owner, you get off the phone call with Scott Boris, and this is how you feel. Oh, my God. I hate talking to that guy. Yeah. It's always the worst things he says. Just the amount of money he wants is unbelievable.
So we're almost done.
We can't figure out what his real number is.
We're almost done here, and I mentioned Skip Bayless. We had another story. Did you see the story? Skip Bayless says his wife fears Charles Barkley will kill him. No, seriously. She is losing sleep. If that were so
that Charles Barkley will kill Skip Bayless. Can I hear audio? Do you have audio of this?
No.
Was something he said about Charles? What has he said about Charles that would? Charles has dealt with a lot of people saying a lot of stuff. I'm worried that Shaq will kill Charles Barkley.
Yes, I do.
More than I'm worried about Charles Barkley killing Skip Bayless.
I do have it, and I'm going to send it to you.
Say something scary?
I'll put it in the 9:30, okay, Noah? And paste, and there you go. So see if you got sound there. It's in there. See if you got sound there. But apparently, Ernestine Bayless. You don't see Ernestines around anymore.
Old school. His wife may not be young.
Well, she's not young because Skip's older now.
Yeah.
He keeps in shape, though. You know, he likes to show.
He keeps in good shape.
He likes to lift. And actually thinks that Sir Charles, who, like her husband, is paid handsomely to drum up the team, will somehow morph into Charles Manson and wipe Skip out of existence in an act of violent rage. The reason? Because Barkley, like most of America, isn't a fan of Bayless's scorching hot takes and head-scratching opinions. Apparently he said on his show, Skip Bayless said, do you have it? You have it, Noah? You don't have it? I sent it. I put it in the rundown. For more than a decade, Barkley has blasted Bayless in jest for his horrible opinions of LeBron James, Aaron Rodgers, and other star athletes. But no one outside of Bayless' household has ever taken Barkley's threats seriously.
Well, what threats have there been? That's my question. I've never heard.
Yeah, I don't know. Has he said? I don't know. Has Charles ever said he's going to kill him?
Once Richard Justice told me about Stephen A. a long time ago and Skip Bayless, once you know what the deal really is, that they, like, Skip was on with Stephen A. Stephen A. has figured out this is the way you do it. Stephen A. has never been more over-the-top cartoonish now, and he's making more money than he's ever made in his life.
Right.
Truly been huge.
The podcast is an hour long, so he's not going to be able to get it.
Okay.
Here's what Skip Bayless said. If that was Charles' goal from the start, if that was his goal, then I congratulate him because he wins on this one. He has hurt my wife deeply, and she has lost much sleep over this. My wife, Ernestine, has believed for 15 years that Charles Barkley is nothing but a sick individual. To her, he is pure evil, that he is depraved, that he is a scumbag, and she believes or fears that one day Charles will somehow, maybe unwittingly or maybe wittingly, inspire some other nut to end my life. And this haunts her. This hurts her because she believes that in the end, Charles Barkley would have my blood on his hands.
Okay, so this is Skip preemptively doing something that I think is pretty... So what he's doing here, this is a psychological move. First of all, he's speaking through his wife. Go read what Ernestine thinks about Charles again. This is him using Ernestine's voice to call Charles a scumbag to take shots. It's not Skip saying this. It's his wife. And do you really, Charles, want to start talking about another man's wife and a woman at this after you've called San Antonio women fat? Do you really want to do this? This is clever what Skip's doing here.
Apparently Charles does use the kill word. Bayless claims that he attempted to get Barkley to cut down on the physical threats, specifically the term kill, and it didn't work. So I said, look, I don't care about any of the other criticism. He can rip, he can slash, he can say whatever he wants. But just for Ernestine's sake, could he please stop using the K word? Please, no more kill. He said Barkley apparently said he's going to put him in a body cast. If they get in a room together, the threat continued. Their mostly one-sided feud, which dates back to at least 2005 when Barkley told the Washington Post he'd like to kill Bayless.
Maybe not use the K word, Charles.
Yeah. You can tell me exactly why you want or even need to kill me. You take all the time in the world that you need to make your case against me, to clarify, to explain all of your issues, all of your problems with me. I don't think, well... I don't know. There are a lot of nut jobs in the world, maybe. I guess someone might say, I'm going to do this with Charles. I'm going to kill Skip Bayless for Charles Barkley.
I don't feel like that's what's going to happen.
No, I really dislike, if there's one person that I can't watch on television, it's Skip Bayless. And I know a lot of people can't listen to this show because they can't stand me. That's your right. That's fine. I don't care that. Skip Bayless is unwatchable.
No, it's an act.
Yeah.
Skip figured out a long time ago. He used to troll.
And he's made millions.
He figured out being a troll at the Dallas Morning. I've told the story before. He called U of H fans cockroaches. We're invading Dallas. This is in 84 when the Cougars were coming to play in the Cotton Bowl against Doug Flutie. He's been doing this for decades, and it's made him a bunch of money. So he understands it. So now Stephen A. copies it, and he makes him a lot of money. It's Skip, but Shannon,
yeah.
You know, does, and I'm not saying there is not an element of that in these guys, but Skip understands. He says the most outrageous stuff. Like, you can't even believe what he says on Twitter. A lot of people retweet it, and then people get upset about it. Like, it's not real.
Well, no, this, it's not real. Character. No, but his takes are just ridiculously bad.
That's what
bad.
I'm saying. He's a character. It's intentional.
But no, it's not, because he's wrong. He's wrong about certain, even factually.
He doesn't mean
to do that.
He likes to be wrong on a lot of stuff. I think there's some stuff he doesn't want to be embarrassed, but he wants to say something to get you upset. Because if you're upset, you're watching.
Yeah.
And if you're not upset, you're not watching. It's not for you. His show is not for you.
No, it's not for me, because I can't.
My son Alec loves Skip and Chan.
Does he really?
He doesn't love Skip, but he loves arguing, because you know what? Skip said the stupidest stuff. I'm like, of course he did.
That's what he does.
And now you're talking about it. And guess how much millions he's making?
Yep. All right, Gulf Coast Chevy right now. And then when we get back, news of the weird. And it's weird. Trust me. Don't go anywhere.
How weird is it?
Weird. It's weird.
All right. I'll tell you what's not weird. What's not weird is getting great deals from my guys over at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. And my guys are Rick Drenner and Craig DeSerf. Now, the offers they have are truly incredible. I'm going to give you an example right now of what they're doing. Big things are happening in the service department, for example, at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. They've doubled their parts department, which means a quicker turnaround on your repairs and your maintenance. So any repairs or maintenance, they will get it in quicker. They've doubled their quick lanes, getting you in and out quicker with top-of-the-line oil change. And they'll do you'll do a double take when you work with their all-female service rider team. Go to LanceZCars.com to check that out for yourself. Now, if service isn't what you're looking for and you're looking for a brand-new vehicle, might I suggest the 2022 GMC Sierra 1500 Limited? And believe me when I tell you, this is one powerful vehicle. It's got a powerful engine, bold presence, and innovative features. And this month, you can take an extra $550 purchase allowance on your new GMC Sierra 1500 Limited. Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC in Angleton. GMC, we are professional grade.
ESPN 97.5.
Isn't it weird?
This is so weird.
Time now for News of the Weird on the Bench.
Boy, what the hell's wrong with you?
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hi, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Did you know, here's a story, Lance, this is a true story, it's on CNN, that sex traps can lure thousands of males to their death.
Yeah, I've heard. No, I think that's happened lots of times.
They're giant hornets, but.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, same.
Female hornets are using sex traps to kill thousands of male giant hornets. Do you think they need to be stopped? Listen, this happens in the animal world. Why can't it happen?
Yeah, I don't. I'm not trying to stop anything. No. This is the thing, right? Or don't they kill?
This is.
Don't they mate spiders? Is it spiders that mate, or who is it that mates?
Mates and then dies.
No, they mate. No, that's an octopus. I think they.
If an octopus mates, then he dies.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it worth it?
The female, does. But the male, I think they mate with a queen bee, or maybe it's a spider, and then they're killed immediately afterwards, something like that. Plus, I've seen those shows like on Friday if I'm not doing anything and late at night. And this was a time that the parents began to get suspicious that something could have happened to their son. Those shows, those, you know what I'm saying, that is on Channel 2 all the time. You wouldn't know a Channel 2 show.
No.
You would only know your Bachelors and Channel 13 shows.
Right, right, right. Greg Bailey, that's it. That's all I know. That's the only thing I know. Mike Tyson is making pot edibles.
That's not news of the weird. That's news of the... I figure that would be the case.
But they're in the shape of a bitten ear.
Still not news of the weird.
Do you want a Mike Tyson edible in the shape of a bitten ear?
Why not?
I know, right?
I guess it's...
If you're going to have an edible...
If you're going to have an edible,
don't you want
not?
It to look like Evander Holyfield's ear?
Oh, it's pretty creepy now that I look at it.
It is. It's got a chunk. And it's an ear with a chunk out of it.
And the color of the ear looks like it could be Evander Holyfield's ear.
Yeah.
What? I can't really see. Well, red?
It's like reddish, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's reddish brownish.
Yeah. Yes, it's reddish brownish. And it's got a chunk out of the ear.
And that's an
edible
gummy.
I love Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson's the best.
He leans into it now.
A woman was attacked, apparently. An angry man who sees things in black and white because of his autism threw cold coffee at his former partner and hit her with a bag containing harmonicas. Do you think that you would want to be hit at any time with a bag full of harmonicas?
Is this a Mad Lib?
No.
What are you doing? A bag full of harmonicas?
Yeah.
I don't care.
No, this really happened.
Read it again. What happened now?
He appeared before magistrates in Worcester. On Thursday, where he pleaded guilty to the assault and criminal charge. He hit her with a bag of harmonicas.
No, read the whole thing. Read the part, hot water you said or something?
With cold coffee. He threw cold coffee at her.
Okay, so that doesn't hurt.
And hit her with a bag containing harmonicas.
That probably hurts, but all I care about is the bag of harmonicas. That's all I'm thinking about now. How did you have a bag full of harmonicas? Are they functional harmonicas? Why would you need more than one harmonica? Is he a hobo who has a stick of, you know, maybe with his clothes in a do-rag tied to a stick? Like, who has harmonicas? Who has a harmonica anymore? How old was this man? Was he in his 60s?
He must be.
He's got to be in his 60s.
He's got an old bag full. They might have fallen off a truck. You don't know.
Stop with your harmonicas! And then he hit her with the sheet. My husband has so many harmonicas. And he's like, I'll show you how many. How many you think this feels like?
How do you know there wasn't just a bag of harmonicas laying there and he picked them up? How do you
Who's
know?
Who's playing a harmonica?
How do you know?
Who's got a bag of harmonicas?
Maybe he was a
that's a good
America
news. That's
salesman.
A good news
you don't
of the
know?
Weird story. Mike Tyson with gummies that look like an ear. That's, yeah. I expected that. I didn't expect anyone to have a bag of harmonicas and use it to bludgeon their wife. I didn't expect that.
Police are seeking a magician in San Antonio. Apparently, he
can't find him, can they?
He tricks Walmart employees into giving them the wrong change. He's a magician. He gets the change, and then he's able to go, hey, wait
Hold
a minute.
Hold on a second.
Yeah, wait.
Yeah. Hey, hey. He moves his hand yes. like, oh, that's a $10 bill. Right. Whoa, $5 bill. You owe me five. You still owe me five.
What?
Well, he's got a $5 bill in his hand. I thought I gave him. You could use slider. This is brilliant.
This is brilliant.
This is actually really brilliant.
I know a great musician. A great musician.
I do too. A guy who plays the harmonica. I know him.
No, you. Ben Jackson is an unbelievable. He's in our church growth group. He's at the Four Seasons, and this dude is. I'm going to get him to. I'm going to go to the store with him. I'm going to go to the store with him.
No,
and see if he can.
Hold on. That guy's like,
he's unbelievable.
He's supposed to be really. You know who told us about him was Stephen Devin Dam told us about him. Devin Danum. That was one of the ones. I looked
it up. Is
that
how you pronounce Stephen's name?
Devin Danum, yeah. I looked it up because I was like,
he's unbelievable.
He said he was supposed to be this unbelievable magician at the Four Seasons.
He's in our growth group, our church community.
And what can he do stuff?
He's unbelievable. I mean, it's like you have no idea how he does it.
I'll be honest. It would be really hard.
I want to go to the store with him and see if he can rip off the clerks.
Only John. No, I want you to take this
down. No, that's what this guy does.
I know, but I want you to recognize that John's saying, there's a guy in my church group that I want to take into Stars and see if we can rob the employees.
Well, it seems like it's happening.
There's a guy in my church group that I think we could go and steal from a Walmart.
A golf cart driver was arrested on DUI because his mother made him drive the golf cart because she was too drunk.
I do not see a problem with this. Man, that's
Would you have one of your kids drive the golf cart because you were too drunk?
Yes. Would you take a hit for your mom?
Yes. I mean, she was too drunk to drive. If my kids wouldn't drive, I'd say drive the cart. Drive
now, golf
it.
Cart, so this means it's probably not on a golf course. It's probably in the streets of a subdivision somewhere?
Apparently it was in the subdivision. But you know what? People in near golf courses have golf carts in the subdivision. I mean, this is a horrible story.
That's a tough story, but you got to take the hit for your mom.
You got to take the hit for your mom. I just drive it drunk. You know how many times? Have I ever driven a golf cart drunk before?
You want to say that out loud?
9:56, we're done.
We already assumed that. You didn't have to say it.
I didn't bring that up.
No.
It's time for Vanessa and Gallant next, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Have a great day, everybody.
ESPN 97.5.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two-fourths of the British podcast No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.